Hey there, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. The Marlins and the Mets started the weekend series only two games apart in the loss column. In order to shrink that number, Miami had to go through Noah Syndergaard last night. Opposing him on the mound, the Marlins' Tom Kohler. And up in the booth, Glenn Geffner.
Well, the New York Mets tonight, no David Wright, no Lucas Duda, no Travis d'Arnaud. No problem, because the men playing in their place all had big nights, and so did Noah Syndergaard. Mets beat the Marlins 6-2. First of three between these two NL East rivals getting together for the first time since very early in the season. Tonight, Tom Kohler facing Noah Syndergaard, and it was the Marlins who struck first against Syndergaard in the bottom half, inning number two, leading things off, Marcelo Ozuna.
And the pitch. And Ozuna gets into one. He hits a shot to left. It's back toward the Clevelander, and it is up, up and away. A home run for Marcell Ozuna off Noah Syndergaard. It's 1-0 Marlins. And whatever that pitch was that he fouled down the right side got him ready for the next fastball.
The fastball came in at 100 miles per hour. It went out with an exit velocity of 104. Ozuna with his 11th home run, and the Marlins with a second inning 1-0 lead. Kohler maintained that lead until the fourth, when leading off for the Mets, their shortstop is Struble Cabrera. Tough to win like that over the long haul. There's a long ball deep right. Cabrera got it all, and it is a home run into the Marlins bullpen, as if on cue. A Struble Cabrera with his fifth home run of the season, and we're tied at one. I've just been talking about how the Mets are 28th out of the 30 major league teams in runs scored. They struggled so many offensive departments. The one area where they have excelled this year, though, is hitting home runs. They lead the National League, and they rank third in Major League Baseball in home runs. And there was a home run from Cabrera, his fifth of the year, to even the score at one. Now, the Mets were just getting started against Kohler in that fourth inning. Yoenis Cespedes followed with a single. Neil Walker was hit by a pitch. Michael Conforto hit into a 6-4-3 double play, so Kohler had a chance to get out of the inning without further damage. But there was a man at third with two outs for Wilmer Flores, who stepped to the plate 0-for-11 with men in scoring position this year. The 3-2, two-out pitch to Flores. A broken bat flare to right. It's over, Dietrich. Base hit. Cespedes scores. Mets lead it 2-1. So the Mets had scored twice in that fourth inning, and Syndergaard would keep this 2-1 game until the sixth. He had retired 9 in a row when he got Derek Dietrich to bounce to second to start the sixth inning, but with one out, Martin Prado singled. He went to third on a Christian Yelich double. Yelich grounding ball up the middle. The shortstop Cabrera lunged for it, had to go off his glove into short right center. Yelich running hard all the way. He was able to leg it into a double. So the Marlins at second and third, one out, down a run for Ozuna in the sixth.
The pitch. Ozuna swings, drives the ball to left field. Going back is Conforto. He's got it at the edge of the warning track. Tagging at third is Prado. He'll come on and score. And the Marlins have tied it up here in the sixth inning. Mets 2, Marlins 2.
A 2-RBI night for Ozuna, now with 29 runs batted in, to move out of a tie with Giancarlo Stanton and lead this Marlins ball club. So Miami tied in the bottom of the sixth, but in the top of the seventh, Tom Kohler was still out there. He walked the leadoff man, Wilmer Flores, on four consecutive pitches. That brought Kohler's night to a close after 105 pitches. With the lefty James Loney coming up, Mike Dunn came on to make his second Marlins appearance. And from pitch number one, it was a rough one. Dunn to Loney, fly ball down the right field line. Stanton in pursuit. He's onto the warning track at the wall, and it's a home run. A towering fly ball that hit off the facade of the home run porch in right. James Loney, his first home run as a Met, and he snaps a 2-2 tie in the seventh. A majestic shot off the bat of Loney to break the tie. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more online at allmysons.com. After Dunn struck out Rene Rivera, he allowed a base hit to the pitcher, Noah Syndergaard. Then he got the next two men, Granderson and Cabrera. Got out of the inning without any further damage, but the damage was done in the home run by Loney. So Kohler went six plus, six hits, three runs all earned. Walked a man, struck out six. He allowed a home run to Cabrera. He hit a batter, 105 pitches, 63 strikes. Dunn goes an inning, two hits and a run, two strikeouts. Allowed the go-ahead home run to James Loney. Mets had a 4-2 lead. Syndergaard was able to work out of a bind in the seventh inning. Marlins with a hit and a walk. They stole three bases in the inning, but they had second and third with two outs. Derek Dietrich struck out to end that opportunity. And Syndergaard's night came to an end at that point. He threw 106 pitches over 7 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, walked 1, struck out 9, allowed the home run to Ozuna, 106 pitches, 72 strikes for Syndergaard. This game stayed 4-2 Mets. Cody Hall came on to make his Marlins debut in the 8th, struck out 2 in a 1-2-3 inning. He stayed out there for the 9th inning, and Hall allowed a leadoff double to Wilmer Flores. Flores went to third base on a fly ball to the warning track and center off Loney's bat, and he was 90 feet away with one out when the catcher Rene Rivera stood in for the Mets.
Here's the pitch, and Rivera hits a high fly ball. This is deep to left center. Yelich back at the scoreboard looking up, and it is gone. A two-run home run for Rene Rivera, his second, and that opens things up for the New York Mets. They lead 6-2.
And 6-2 is how this one would end tonight. In the second inning, Wilmer Flores, playing for David Wright, hit a go-ahead RBI single. In the seventh inning, the newcomer, James Loney, playing for the injured Lucas Duda, hit a go-ahead two-run homer. And then in the ninth, you just heard the home run by Rene Rivera, the catcher, playing for the injured Travis d'Arnaud, a two-run shot. So Flores, Loney, and Rivera, three men playing for 300 Mets, driving 5 of the 6 tonight as the Mets win this ball game, the first of 3, 6-2. For New York, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 4 men left on base. For the Marlins, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 6. Noah Syndergaard, the winner, 6-2. Tom Kohler takes the loss, 3-6. Time of the game was 2 hours 55 minutes, and a crowd of 22,269 was here to see it. Mets with the winner, 30-23, now 15-11 on the road. Marlins with the loss dropped to 29-26. It was their third shot at moving 5 games over 500, the first time since May of 2014. But for the third time, they come up short. Marlins are now 13-15 at home. Had they won tonight, they could have gotten to 500 at Marlins Park after starting 1-7. But Syndergaard and Mets stymie Miami, 6-2, the final here at Marlins Park.
Learn more about the Marlins fan loyalty program at marlins.com/fishfamily. Today's Fish Family bonus code is the number 34. That's a 3 and a 4. According to Baseball Reference, Ichiro has 34 hits off today's Mets starter, Bartolo Colon. Each only has more hits against one other major league pitcher. Okay, pay attention to this, because today's ball game is a 4:10 Saturday afternoon start. One more time, day baseball on this Saturday. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner with the first pitch at 4:10. Kyle Seeloff takes Marlins on deck, brought to you by Geico, at 3:40 today. Listen on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.